Hey everybody, it's Jerry. What you're about to hear is a bonus track from episode 55 when we were on location. We were talking about gun control and we did some on the street interviews. This one we did before we had the video camera turned on, so this didn't make it onto our YouTube channel, but we thought some of our listeners might want to hear it anyway. So give it a listen, and if you have comments, let us know. You can leave us comments on our website, MidwestPeaceProcess.com, or check us out on social media. We are at /MidwestPeace on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Sure, come on over. It's a podcast. We're on iTunes.
The grand internet.
Hi, man.
You're on.
What's your name?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
So we talk politics on this podcast.
I don't know anything.
We don't either.
No?
That's the beauty of it.
Join us.
Well, this might be a good opportunity to ask some of our man on the street question, or woman on the street, as it happens. So, do you think the government has the authority to ban the ownership of weapons?
Yes and no, because I feel like even if they like did pass law, there's so many like other things they have to go through to like do it, and no one would ever, it would never go through.
There's just too many guns out there.
It's all right. It's like kind of like banning drugs. Like you can ban cocaine, you can ban heroin, but we're here, and there probably is some of that here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
where?
I'm just saying, like,
wait a minute. What table
general,
are you
like,
sitting at?
Like it's still gonna go around. So even if you ban weapons, there's someone that's gonna have it, and the person that wants to have it to protect themselves and not use it violently won't have that, because they're not gonna go find a black market to find it. There's a black market there.
Stephanie, you hit on something we've talked about before, how banning drugs is useless.
It's still here. I mean, marijuana, like, that's illegal, but I mean,
in most different from what we're doing now.
And prohibition and everything else.
Exactly. We've banned alcohol. What do we do now, you know? I just think it's...
Well, what would you say about some ban on assault weapons or huge magazines or, you know, machine guns that can
huge
fire...
Huge magazines like Modern Bride or...
Like, huge...
Then you get in the conflict of, we need that for the Army. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh,
well, the Army can have it, but what about Joe Blow down the street?
I don't think so. I don't think that should be. I think... But... I mean, like, I don't think that people at their own home should have a machine gun. But, like, then you have the people who have really powerful hunting guns. I don't know.
So, why do you think the Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment in the Constitution?
Remind us about the Second Amendment.
Yeah, what
Amendment.
Is?
Second Amendment. You know what it is.
The
right to keep and bear arms should not be infringed.
For a well-regulated militia.
Yes.
You guys like to forget that part.
I think it is good that we have.
But he defined
like, I think it is good to have
all the American people.
Like, I think,
that's true.
There's so many like ways I think of it, because sometimes I'm like, I wish we could like eliminate like guns, and if it was like completely eliminated where no one made them, there wasn't a black market. No one. I feel like no one would really. It's a lot harder for someone to murder someone with like a knife. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you actually like physically have to kill someone versus.
I haven't heard of a drive-by knifing.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't just be like, boom, 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 boom. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Where it's like, with the knife, you have to become actually closer. That sounds terrible.
It's more intimate.
And you feel more. I feel like something.
Right. You know what you're killing.
If I was shooting a gun to hit a deer and I accidentally hit someone, I had no intention of doing that. But if I had a knife, you know what I mean?
You know who you're stabbing.
Accidental.
It is a different experience for the murderer.
But accidental, you know, like, I mean, people are hunting or right. something and hit something. Like, I'm just saying, more accidental, like, I don't know.
Yeah, what do you have? You have the 4-year-old sitting in his house in the rough neighborhood, and there's a drive-by gang shooting, and a bullet kills him when he's... Like, I've never heard that. I've never heard of, like, people whipping daggers out of there, you know?
No one.
Oh, but you do in foreign countries where firearms are banned, right. they do have knife attacks.
Right, exactly. I think what Stephanie and I are saying was, why not something in the middle? Why not something reasonable? Stephanie sounds like a very reasonable person. And she violated. She said, "I'm not going to go for the all-out weapons ban, but we can figure out a middle ground."
Why did you align yourself with Stephanie and assume that we want large magazines and machine guns?
That's what Rob does.
Don't you? Where do you draw the line? Like where is that government infringement? All okay with you guys?
I'm not sure yet.
I just think it's impossible to really eliminate ownership of guns.
I don't think anybody's really even advocating
I'm saying.
Right.
I just think that when we have all these shootings, we immediately say, like, that's why we shouldn't have guns. That's why we shouldn't have guns. But overall, if you really think about it, if we didn't have it, the people that want to protect themselves over getting robbed, they won't. Right. They're the ones that aren't going to have
guns.
But
I think that's a little bit of a false... It's a kind of a straw man there that the argument is against... Is between no guns and some guns.
Or
I think
like
we have 200 gazillion. I think there's 300 million guns in the country.
Maybe they should have bought their a gun last night. Like, I don't know. Well, anyone can really have one. I don't know.
So I asked my question about the Second Amendment because, you know, when the Constitution was written, we had just fought the American Revolutionary War to declare our independence from...
I think they just weren't ready for the future, though. I mean, for the lifestyle that they lived and everything, like, the way they had guns, like, it was a lot more difficult to just put an ammo, put in a gun. Like, I don't think, like, if our founding fathers are prepared for where we are now, or the fact that they made that Constitution for really... centuries later, like.
But the point was, you recognized everybody's right to own a gun because they might have to defend themselves from a tyrannical government.
Yeah, or a terrorist.
Right, but their main concern was government.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, Thomas Jefferson said that's still the best reason to keep and bear arms is to protect ourselves from government.
So that brings about the point of the large magazine. If we ban large magazines for the general public and the government, Army, Marines have large capacity magazines, how are we to defend ourselves against that?
That's exactly right. And something else to consider is if the government gets all of its authority from the people, right? We delegate our authority to the government. That's where it derives its just power.
Yeah, but we also give the right to vote to anybody, and no one, you don't even have to be educated, you just be like,
That's true.
That's
a separate topic, but...
That's what I'm saying, like, for those people who are okay with it, like, a lot of times, you know what I mean?
But if the government has the right to have machine guns, where do they get that right from? Because if I understood you correctly, what you're saying is we shouldn't have machine guns as individuals. But if we don't have the right to a machine gun, how can we grant that right to the government?
Because they'll use it for the right purposes, Jerry.
Right.
I mean, I don't think cops have machine guns.
Huh?
I mean, like, besides, like, the government that has machine guns, like, you really have, like, cops don't just sit there with, like, besides, like, SWAT team or... I don't know.
Right.
Like,
well, I mean, the military obviously has machine guns.
But they don't walk around the streets daily, like, you know what I mean? They don't come into, like, a restaurant with...
They do it in, but they're still, in Iraq.
Yeah.
But they're still
actually,
part of the government,
too.
Is what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Well, it's just something to think about.
I just feel like it's just so common. There's so much involved. Like, it's really hard to, like, figure out what's right and wrong, because... You see one point of view, and like, oh yeah, they should be able to have them. And then you look at the other side, and like, you see a different scenario, and you're immediately like, that shouldn't be right. So it's so hard to really.
And back to Matt's point about like, you know, battling against the government. So it just seems like, it just seems a little bit like a fantasy, you know, like, well, I got to fight like Red Dawn against my government. It seems like quite a large price to pay for people walking around with, you know, huge magazines and shooting up movie theaters.
Think back to Tiananmen Square in China. Do you think that would have been different if those people had?
It would. I understand that. I understand.
It's so complicated. You never know. Like,
there was
a lady
who testified in front of Congress back in, I think, 1992. She was involved. She was in a cafe with her parents. somebody drove into the cafe.
Movie's Cafe. Movie's Diner in Texas.
And she said it takes no amount of time to change a clip. So it doesn't really matter if you have a 10-round clip or a 30-round clip. It takes an instant to change that clip.
Right.
Slip, boom, you're firing away again. So
right. And I hear that,
kind of
too.
A
like,
point.
Yeah, what does it really matter about the magazine? I mean, if you really want to inflict damage, I mean, there's ways to do that within.
You're going
to
do it.
Right, right. That's why I think we should go with Stephanie's plan and get the muskets back. I want to see a drive-by, like shoot you with a big old bullet of lead, like a big old ball. And then you got to, like, you got to push the little stick in there.
But they were very efficient in loading those, and they could do it very quickly.
Prepared. Right. Also for this century, like, where we have all these new technologies, and I don't know, but it's so complicated.
That's why it's worth talking about. I mean, it's not an easy thing. I mean,
thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Take your time.